USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan happened faster than he expected. The president also defending his actions in withdrawing troops.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
For the first time ever, federal officials are declaring a water shortage at Lake Mead in the southwest. The Bureau of Reclamation, which oversees river operations, announcing the shortage as the lake level has dropped to 1,068 feet. The declaration means restrictions will be put in place in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.